Brad Kerner is an aid worker with Save the Children. He was in Kathmandu, Nepal, working on their programs there when Saturday's 7.8 quake hit. Brad, we know people need food, water, shelter, but what else are people, children, experiencing?
I think the trauma, although the original earthquake was terrifying and lasted almost a minute long, I mean, living through that myself was a hard thing. But now these small 2-second shakes, 3-second shakes, they shake people up.
Yeah. Can you, when we say aftershocks and small earthquakes, we're reading that they, you know, they'll throw you against the wall. It's not just a little bump. Can you describe what the aftershocks feel like?
Well, there was that large aftershock that was almost like another earthquake. But there's been very small ones that are, they don't knock you on the floor, but they're earth shakes, you know, not very much, but for, you know, 2 seconds, let's say. So last night, while we were sleeping in the rain and the cold, between probably 11 p.m. and 5 a.m., we experienced 3 of those. And I know because I'm sleeping here with many families, and the kids wake up, you know, the dogs start to bark, the kids start to cry, and I hear the mothers consoling them. That's the sounds that we're hearing when these small little things. It's really traumatizing.
Yeah. The Nepalese are known for being a people incredibly generous in spirit. We were hearing, you know, the gas prices aren't being gouged or raised, and when there was water being handed out, it was very civil. But we're now into, you know, a couple of days. What kind of feeling are you picking up?
I hear both sides. I have heard great stories of neighborhood associations banding together, going through rubble, you know, finding survivors in their own neighborhood. This is a hand-by-brick operation. They're uncovering people on their own with their hands. But, you know, as the days go on, tension is rising, I think, because you live in fear. And I think people are also fearful around the supplies of food and water. Today was a Monday. On a typical Monday in Kathmandu in the morning, there would be heavy traffic. It's congested, bustling. All the businesses are open. This morning, the most eerie part to me was driving to our command center in our office, and no one was on the road. All the businesses are shut. People aren't going to open up their businesses because they're scared and they want to be with their loved ones and their families. So this is the tension. I'm feeling a bit of tension rising.
Yeah. This is also the beginning of climbing season. Over 1,000 people were on Mount Everest, many of them the loved ones of the people down below, the Sherpas. What is the sense of, you know, that people have about the mountain?
Yeah, we have over 500 staff, national staff, who work on the ground here with us. They feel saddened for a number of things. One, the Sherpas, these climbers, the things that are happening in the mountains. They feel extremely saddened by their historical sites that are from 16th century. Some of them have fallen.
Yeah, yeah. Brad, anything else you want us to know?
We're estimating about 1 million children in need across 11 districts right now, and we're doing our best. We're responding in 3 districts, getting immediate needs, baby kits, tarps, food, thinking about psychosocial programming.
Yeah. Best to you, Brad, and please stay safe.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.